Hearing is change of zone number 1856, Melissa and Nate Walker.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural district, residential district, to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.08 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of John J. Williams Highway Route 24, approximately 0.38 miles south of Hollymont Road. The 911 address is 22935 John J. Williams Highway, Millsboro. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 17, Parcel 35. And submitted for the record was a site plan or a survey, a staff analysis, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, and the results of the DLDOT service level evaluation. And I believe there may have been an exhibit booklet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sorry, the file fell apart when I brought it out. And that's all I have for the record.
All right, we thank you. And Mr. Davidson, apparently you have a split doubleheader tonight.
That is correct.
Okay. Probably the only one here old enough to remember what that is.
Good evening. Again, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, located outside of Milton, Delaware. I'm here tonight representing the application for Melissa and Nathan Walker. I think you remember them from a couple of months ago. They were here for a conditional use for their construction business, their excavating business, Walker Construction Company. This is a piece of land that they own out on Route 24.
Okay.
It's currently zoned AR1. It's a on the property. In the exhibit booklet, I've submitted various maps and this the site plan of the of what they're potentially wanting to do with the property now. Currently on the site, there's an existing home. It's dated back from the 1890s. There's also located on the site, there's an outbuilding in this area here, which currently has, and I submitted a letter from Mr. Lane from back in 2010, it's a home business, it's an existing dog grooming. The Walker's parents live on the site, and they have the dog grooming business. On the site, there's also, the existing home. There's an existing in-ground swimming pool that they like to enjoy, that they are going to keep on the property, be able to continue the enjoyment. And then there's a couple of various sheds on the property. They do have two entrances in this location here, and one over here. It's a one-way entrance for the property. They've owned the property since 2004. The property surrounded, there is a flag lot that kind of goes around the property here. It's a very narrow lot, about 100 feet wide in the back here, 50 feet wide up here by the road. And then they are in the middle. They're also surrounded by Herring Creek Estate. So they're kind of just wedged in there. Herring Creek Estates kind of surrounds them, along with a single family residential lot in the back. Again, I talked about it's a flag lot. The purpose, we're rezoning to the C2 medium commercial district. It's one of the new districts that have been recently approved. And this will be my first time introducing this particular zoning district. The purpose of the district is to support uses that include retail sales and performance of consumer services. Mm-hmm. It permits a variety of retail, professional, and service businesses. The district shall be primarily located near arterial and collector streets. It accommodates community commercial uses that do not have outside storage or sales. And again, I know for the purpose of rezoning property, site plan here. What they would like to do is under section 115.83.11A3C, a retail establishment, they'd like to turn the existing house into a boutique architectural salvage retail sales. So what they would like to do, Mr. Walker does a lot of home demolitions as part of his business, and they'd like to take some of the, when they go in there, they try to repurpose a lot of the materials that when he's demolishing the house. So they would like to be able to do like interior design, architectural interior design sales. Mrs. Walker would like to be able to open up this boutique type store within the building. It's a two-story house, approximately about 1,600 square feet. The first floor is around 1,000 square feet, so the retail part of it would be on the first floor of the retail. Since the parents are living on the house and on the property, the C2 zoning allows for, under the permitted accessory use, under 115.83.12a, residentials within a structural, commercial, or business use. This existing building here is approximately 1,800 square feet. 1,200 square feet is the dog grooming business, and then the back here, in the back here, 600 square foot, like to do just like a studio apartment in the back there for the parents to be able to live there. And again, they do live on site and they do occupy the dog grooming business within the building there. The proposed rezoning to C2 we feel will not diminish or impair the property values within the neighborhood. It will not create a public nuisance or result in an increase in public expenditures. The C2 district supports uses that include the retail sales and the type of consumer services that we're proposing to use for the property. In the future land use, the 2008 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, this is in an area that is considered a low density, and its permitted uses such as business development should be largely confined to businesses addressing the needs of nearby residences and residential uses. The architectural, again, the dog grooming business is something that is used by the community, and also the type of retail sales that Mrs. Walker would like to be able to do out of the house is appropriate. This is also in the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone, which everyone knows is a developing district. It is part of the growth area. And in that growth area, you can have a mixture of residential and light commercial is appropriate for the convenience services. And again, I've already described those services. Although not approved, but in the proposed comp plan that is being considered right now, this is a coastal area, and C2 zoning is appropriate for in the coastal area. As I said, this is on Delaware Route 24. Delaware Route 24 is a major collector road. It averages approximately 12,700 vehicles a day. One of the key guidelines for future commercial lands and business development outlined in the comprehensive plan is location on or near a major road. New traffic impact study was required by DelDOT. That study is in the exhibit booklet. And based on the Highway DelDOT Development Coordination Manual, that any new access for existing land use is proposed in the state-maintained roadway, they felt that the trips did not generate any more than 500 vehicles per day, which would be, for this size property, it's only a little over 1 acre. It's 1.08 acres in size. It's a very small property, very small use that they're proposing to do. So we don't feel like that there's any traffic impact for this development or for this rezoning to C2 in this area. The county does use some guidelines and help to determine what uses could be in a growth area. We are, and I have added in the exhibit booklet, the property is located in what they call the Tier 1, which is the Sussex County Unified Sewer District. We are in a sewer district. Sewer is planned within the next couple years to be connected along this stretch of Route 24 to be able to service the residences that are existing in the area right now and being proposed in the area. And Tidewater Utilities they have water on either end, and they are bringing the water down Route 24, so they will be in the CPCN of Tidewater Utilities. And again, as I talked about, it talks about location near a major road. We are on Route 24, and it's a collector road. The character of the neighborhood is, it's primarily is a lot of residential. Right down the road is Holly Lake Campground. They do have a commercial store there. Commercial does spread out a little bit further away from there, but we're talking about a very small commercial property, again, just a little over 1 acre, and the types of uses that are in that C2 medium commercial zoning district fits this piece of property perfectly, especially with the retail, the small retail sales, the dog grooming, and the residential unit. It talks about the location near preserved lands. There are no known major preserved lands in this area. And again, in the environmentally sensitive developing district, the area's environmental character. We're not in a flood zone. We're not in a groundwater management protection zone. There are no wetlands on the property. Stormwater primarily will be infiltration in the ground, so there'll be a recharge of the stormwater back into the property. We are in a level 3, so there will be no public expenditures will be involved. Any improvements at DelDOT will be borne by the walkers. Any upgrades to the entrance, pedestrian pathways across the frontage, their multi-use path that they like to have in front of along these types of arterial roads, that will all be paid for by the walker. So there will be no public expenditures. The sewer, when it's run, the walkers will connect to the sewer system. So that, again, no public expenditures. And again, we feel like this zoning does meet the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, meeting the purpose of this district and the comprehensive plan. Again, the comprehensive plan, as it exists now and as it's being proposed, states that this type of zoning in this area along this type of major collector road, arterial, is appropriate, is an appropriate zoning designation. We feel like it is essential and desirable for the general convenience, order, growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And that's pretty much what I have. Again, there on tab 5, there are some letters in favor of the application. There were some of the folks within the neighborhood around. Mrs. Walker did try to get as many as she possibly could. She went door to door. She did make some phone calls, tried to talk to a few people, let everybody know exactly what she was planning to do. So with that, the walkers are here answering the questions, and that's all I have.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Hudson.
I have no questions. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
I understand the concept of C2. Thank you. I have no questions.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins?
I think if it looks anything like their other place looks, it'll be an improvement to the area. I don't have any questions.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
I'm good. Thank you.
Staff? Okay. Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Counselor?
None, thanks.
All right, then. Mr. Davidson, you must have done a pretty good job. Everybody has a question. So if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1856, Melissa and Nate Walker? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1856?
Good evening. I'm Dr. Paul L. Shepherd. I live on an adjacent property at 32253 Captain's Court in Herring Creek Estates.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that when the other presentations were made, you noted when you had received things. I did send a letter to you all, and I didn't hear you mention that.
It's quite possible it fell out when I was bringing up the app.
It'll still be part of the record.
I have copies.
It's right here. I do apologize. It was one of the items that fell out when I was bringing up the app.
First of all, let me make it clear. I am not here to object to the uses that the walkers are requesting. I fully support what they want to do, and I think you're right. They keep their properties very nice. What my objection is a change in the zoning. This property is completely surrounded by AR1. This would be a spot zoning situation. And the C2 allows for so much that when the walkers are no longer present on that property, there could be easily approved if the acquisition of the adjacent property were part of the deal, something like a convenience store or something like that. So I have no objection whatsoever to the dog grooming service, to the operation of the boutique, to the parents living there, or anything like that. I don't know if you have that first picture available, but I could show you exactly where I, what I'm looking at when I sit on my son's porch.
Let's do that.
I don't have any of this fancy computer stuff.
Hold on a second.
That's not the right one anyway.
Right.
That's a different one.
There you go. That's the one, I think.
Right here, and that's my sunroom, and I'm looking right into their backyard this week.
Yeah, okay.
And I would love to see some accommodation, such as you chose to consider on CZ 1857, Elizabeth Ann Burkhart, instead of a change in zoning, conditional use for the purposes the Walkers are requesting, and I would fully support that. And I've even told, I had very pleasant conversations with Melissa. This is the first time we've ever seen each other face to face. We have mutual friends, and our mutual friends are taking a different position than I, so I should make that clear, okay? One of whom is the property right next door to me, okay? Who also, he doesn't live there, he rents the place out now.
Right.
But at any rate, again, my objection is not to what they're planning to do or are already doing. My objection is the permanent change to a C2, which to me has future implications. And it's not a property value issue to me either. This is one of several places I got. It's a quality of life issue. I really like to sit. I really like looking into their backyard. I'm not keeping time. But I mean, it's a very pleasant setting there. You know, it's
well, you're not looking in their windows. I
no, can't see that. I have Leland Cypress between us and them. So, but nonetheless, it's a pleasant rural set. I mean, we have, you know, one of the houses that's adjacent to the property has four ducks there, and they walk through and. And things. So the area is very rural in character, and also obviously residential with the Herring Creek Estates there. And so I'm here just to not at all object to the uses that they request, but to request that perhaps a conditional use be a better solution to the issue than a zoning.
Which, just so we're clear, which house is yours? Yeah, 'cause is it that one right there that she's...
Can you see on the what she's doing up here?
Yeah. Oh, down here.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, I look across the 50-foot right-of-way into the back property. Gotcha. In fact, before this letter was received, I was unaware that there were actually two properties there. I thought it was all one place.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Actually, I have a question, more for Ms. Cornwell, but I'm trying to remember this myself. The commercially zoned parcel at the corner of Holly Lake Road and 24. Anybody trying to remember how that was done? That was an existing facility that just when zoning went in, it was zoned commercial, or was it the subject of a...
It's been there a long time.
Let me turn on the... No, there's...
Yeah, that one.
That
yeah.
It's zoned C1.
Yeah.
So it's been there a good 15, 20 years.
It's I'm drawing a blank on what's there. With
nothing. That's Burton Pond Estates, right?
No,
that's further down. You're right, on the other side.
It's the campground.
Yeah, Holly Lake Campgrounds.
Part of the
Bob Raley's.
Okay, all right. One person answer. What is it?
Where Holly Lake is, Bob Raley's campground.
Yeah.
That's what's there. There's a camp store there. There's on 24.
And there's a restaurant as well.
Well, I'm just giving some consideration to what the gentleman brought up. It is there really doesn't seem to be any other commercial anywhere near there. That's what I was looking at to see what else was out there. And there's It's not much out, there's just not much commercial there.
So, but I will point out, one of the ideas behind the new commercial zoning, we've got all these conditional uses all over the place, you know,
right.
And it was to try to, you could almost say that was more of spot zoning, just plunking down conditional uses all over the place. It was trying to get some uniformity.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right. I don't have any other questions. Anybody else? All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing and we'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. And that completes our public hearings for the evening. Moving on to other business. Our first item of other business is the Vineyards at Nassau Valley Phase 3 final site plan.
This is a final site plan for the Vineyards at Nassau